aid and resettlement help to refugees. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukraine says Russia launched 479 drones overnight, the largest nighttime drone attack of the war. Ukraine's Air Force says 20 missiles of various types were also fired at different regions of Ukraine. The UN says such attacks have killed more than 12,000 Ukrainian civilians since the start of the war 3 years ago. A recent escalation in aerial attacks has coincided with a renewal of Russian battlefield drives on eastern and northeastern parts of the roughly 620-mile front line. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 103 points, the Nasdaq trading 51 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Maryland's Wes Moore is among the members of the Democratic Governors Association who say President Trump's activation of the National Guard in Los Angeles is an alarming abuse of power. In a statement, Moore and the others say governors are the commanders-in-chief of their National Guard units, and the federal government activating them without consulting or working with the state's governor is ineffective and dangerous. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the National Guard troops are there to keep the public safe, and the move is necessary because California's governor hasn't taken the situation seriously. And Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is reacting to the return of Kilmer Abrego Garcia from a prison in El Salvador. The chairman of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus says it's a waste of hard-earned taxpayer dollars to bring an already deported illegal alien criminal back to the U.S. to be housed in a U.S. jail at taxpayer expense so he can stand trial and be deported back to his homeland. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit BGESmartEnergy.com/tuneup.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A disappointing end to a winnable series.
Here, bottom of the eighth inning, Max Muncy leads off. And launches one deep to left. You can kiss that ball. Goodbye.
Call courtesy of A's TV in Sacramento. Muncy's solo shot was the nail in the coffin as the Birds dropped 2 of 3 to the Athletics. 5-1 the final yesterday, concluding what was otherwise a successful 4-2 road trip. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked if he thought the O's performance yesterday was just a flat performance at the end of a road trip.
No, to me, that's not the story. The story is just left-handed pitching again, right? Like, left-handed pitching got us. We got to figure it out.
The Orioles are now 3-12 against lefty starters this season, 23-26 in all other games. The NASCAR Cup Series now has 2 drivers with 3 wins, Kyle Larson, and now...
Here comes Denny Hamlin, 3rd win of the year, going to come at Michigan, number 11 delivers.
Call on Prime, Joe Gibbs Racing, Denny Hamlin takes the Firekeepers Casino 400 after a late battle with William Byron at the Michigan International Speedway. Coming up in 30 minutes, John Gruden loves the Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off foggy and muggy for your Monday morning with temperatures that are mild, mainly in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we get a break from the rain, mostly cloudy skies and temps in the 80s today. We'll see more rain showers roll in on Tuesday and then heating up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Like I said before, so glad to be back. Of course, we're going to get into this this little spat between Elon Musk and President Trump. I missed that. I missed that while I was out. Real quick, I got a text here. The text line says, Kim, I hope everyone who is listening tries to understand my question. If they are so eager to loot, burn, riot, and fight the government with the Mexico flag held high, then why are they not doing this in their very own country to facilitate change? You know, texter, that's a great question. And that's always been the question. That's the question I've had with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, because she'll say, oh, I love Somalia. And that's fine. You can love Somalia. That's fine. I'm glad that you do. But if Somalia is worth saving, or at least worth talking about so much here in America, and things aren't so great there, and you're such a great leader, why are you not there? Why are you not there trying to make things better? That's like me. You know, some people say, Kim, you should just go to Florida. You can run in this district and you'll win, hands down. It doesn't even matter. Da, 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 da. Well, what is that? What am I going to do with that? No, I'm here in Maryland because I want Maryland to succeed. I want Maryland to thrive. I do believe it's a purple state when it's all said and done. I know Baltimore, PG County, and usually Montgomery County, they're the ones that, you know, make most of the decisions here. But Maryland is worth saving, right? Maryland is worth saving. And so I'm not going anywhere. But when you're talking about these other people, like you're mentioning here, Texter, about, you know, saying that, oh, Honduras is so great, Mexico, everything is so great. Well, then, yes, why are you here? Same thing with those that are fighting for the Palestinians on these college campuses. Why are you fighting for the Palestinians at Harvard? Take your behind to Gaza. Like, what are you doing? Even the young lady with all the climate change initiatives, what is her name? Greta Thunberg or something like that. Even she's over there. You're letting little Greta show you up? Go over there. What are you waiting for? Right? Anyways, let's get into this Elon Musk versus Trump fight. Like I said, I landed, get off the plane, didn't have any Wi-Fi. I posted on X. You know, Wi-Fi, now have Wi-Fi. I kind of wish I could get back on the plane here. Because a lot of people are saying this Elon Musk versus President Trump fight, it was like a divorce here in the Republican Party. And I know people were making jokes like, you know, who gets the kids and all these other things. But a lot of this all started because Elon Musk said that he was upset about the fact that the Big Beautiful Bill wasn't really very beautiful. And I think many of us here at WCBM, many of us agreed, right? It wasn't very beautiful. There are some of us that thought, okay, pass this bill. If you're telling us that Doge cuts are going to come later, boom, make it happen, right? I think a lot of us agreed on that one. Well, Speaker Mike Johnson, he comes out and he says, look, I talked to Elon Musk. I don't know why he's so upset, but I spoke to him and I told him that we are going to do some Doge cuts. Just hold your horses, right? Because that's really what he was just saying, like, chill out. This is how government works. I need you to chill out. Now, that's another thing, because remember, you've got Elon Musk. He's with Tesla. He's with SpaceX, which is kind of government. But I don't know if he really knows how slow or ridiculous government truly is. I mean, he was in there at Doge, and he was really, in my view, he was moving so quickly, and people were talking about the fact that he was sleeping there at the building, and he had staff sleeping there, because that's what he's used to. That's the kind of work ethic that he has, right? And I think that's how he knows. He's like, look, this is what's going to have to happen. if we're going to really find out what's been going on with some of this money going out the door. Well, anyways, Elon Musk wasn't so happy about that. So President Trump brought Elon Musk to the White House. We all saw that together. Elon Musk showed up with a black eye. That was odd, right? A little suspicious. He said it was his kid X somehow hit him. Just so you know, my mom called me. My mom called me. She goes, Kim, you know, I've got three kids. She said, I'd be damned if a kid, if one of you were able to give me a black eye. She said, I'm sorry. But first and foremost, you know, the kid, a five-year-old kid, wouldn't even have that kind of power to give me a black eye. Especially, he said he punched him or he hit him. You know, he said, okay, maybe if he kicked him and kicked him hard, possibly. But my mom was not buying that story from the jump, okay? And I said, yeah, little odd. Anyways, he was there. President Trump said, thank you so much for doing all the work, blah, blah, blah. But the Doge cuts still weren't in the big, beautiful bill. And then we were talking about the fact that it is going to add over time. It looks like it's going to add to the debt. Now, it might play out differently, and that's what we were talking about last week. We're trying to figure all this out with the tariffs and you put everything else with it. Well, anyways, Elon Musk decides to go on X and say that he was, you know, he was up to his wit's end, basically. He had it up to here. He didn't want to, you know, go any further. He can't stand by and watch. He said that it was a terrible bill, and he's very upset about it. And then he starts calling out President Trump in general. So much so that he drops what he called a bombshell, and everybody else was in shock. I think I was in shock. But he said that the Epstein files are not going to come out because President Trump is in those files. That's what he said. That was the bomb that was dropped. So then you had Trump, who didn't actually, from what I could tell, he didn't actually respond to the Epstein comment itself. He just said, I wish him well. And, you know, Elon Musk is just mad because I took out the EV mandates, which would help him sell more Teslas. That's basically what it came down to. As of over the weekend, if you missed it, Elon Musk did go in and start deleting some of those posts that he was making when he was so upset and calling out President Trump and the administration. I said in North Carolina that I was going to leave this fight to the conservative influencers online because this is not really the lane in which I want to be in. I don't want to be involved. As you guys know, I have the PAC. Of course, I am a huge President Trump fan. There are people on both sides within the party that, you have to work with. And I think a lot of people were just thinking, oh my gosh, just let this blow over. I will say when I first saw this, you know, when he talked about Jeffrey Epstein files, I think some people already believed that Trump was in the Epstein files. And I bet he is somewhere in those files. I just wouldn't think that it's up to the point where he was raping minors, right? Because when you drop that bombshell, what you are insinuating, whether Elon meant it or not, is that Trump is in those files and, you know, he had done some horrific things. I'm one to believe that if that was the case, the Democrats would have dropped that as like the final Hail Mary, for Kamala Harris. That's what I believe. Okay, now you might believe something totally different, and I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Again, I'm not so sold on the fact that he's in those Epstein files in that manner. I do wish that we could have the Epstein files. It looks like from Dan Bongino and Cash Patel, we're not going to get them. I will note this. When that fight was going on, Cash Patel was sitting live with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, he read the post from Elon Musk talking about the Epstein file drop. Cash Patel immediately says, I'm not getting involved. That was his immediate response. Now, many of us, and I don't know how you felt about this, but I looked at that and I thought, that actually doesn't look good. Because for you to say you're not getting involved, I can understand, right? Your job is the FBI director. You're not going to get involved in that. But if you remember and if you saw that clip, he wasn't shocked. He wasn't shocked by the bombshell comment. He said, look, Elon Musk is saying Trump's in Epstein's files. Cash is like, oh yeah, I'm not getting involved. Right? He never said, what? He said he was in the Epstein files. What? Doing what? What did he see? None of that happened. None of that happened. And so if I were Cash Patel and I found out Elon dropped that on X, and I said that I didn't know much about the Epstein files, they're still working on it, my first response would be, well, I wonder where he got that information from. Let's, you know, what's going on with that? That wasn't his first response. That wasn't his first response. Let's go to the phone line here. I got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, what say you?
Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Yeah. So it was interesting while you were gone. I took a look at the WCBM poll, and it seems like this was the most participated poll that you guys actually had. I think it was like over 800 people that went on the site and voted. And the numbers was like, at the end of the day, 67 to 33 in favor of Elon. And the question was framed like, you know, Team Elon, Team Trump. I thought that was pretty interesting. But this is what happens, Kim, when you hire or appoint a drug addict to a very powerful position in the United States government.
Well, Joe, we don't have proof of him being a drug addict. We got to say allegedly.
Yeah, okay, we'll say allegedly, but the head rolls, the eye rolls, indicate something different. And if you got two eyes, you can see that that man ain't right. Also, Trump did say he was, like, struggling with drugs. He did say that, okay. but, see, you know, I just wonder, though, because we were just heralding him. We just gave him the key to the White House. We talked about how he was a genius. We did a Tesla commercial on the lawn. So what happened to I hire only the best people? You know, he talks about this all the time. Consistently claims to appoint the best and the brightest people, and they always show to be either incompetent or deeply flawed. And this, again, is an indictment of his judgment.
Let me ask you this, Joe. Which part of Elon Musk did you feel was deeply flawed? Like, which part do you believe? Or is it, you know, just Elon Musk in general? Because I would say that when it came to Doge and finding out some of the stuff in USAID, I would say that he did a great job with that.
Let's go along with the premise that he did do a great job and go along with the premise that he's such a genius and we want smart people to work for us. If he is such a genius, he did such a great job with Doge saving money, as he does with his other businesses, air quotes, then why shouldn't we believe his judgment when it comes to this big bill?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that do believe his judgment on it. I think what Speaker Johnson was trying to relay to him is that, you know, we're gonna work this through differently. We're gonna do single issue bills with Doge. And I think Elon Musk looked at it and said, no, that's not good enough. And I think it was honestly a battle of, and I'm talking about Speaker Mike Johnson and Elon, not Trump and Elon, but a battle of the process in which this is going to work. And there's a lot of people, even remember we had Senator Rand Paul and others that were on Elon's side of it saying, you know, make sure it comes out in the big, beautiful bill. And so I think there was a fight on how all of this is going to pan out.
Okay. On the other hand, I think if we are going to use Elon for his expertise when it comes to making business efficient, if we look to what he did with Tesla, I mean, I'm sorry, not with Tesla, with Twitter, we could see that his tactics were a bit aggressive and misguided and chaotic. And I don't think that's the way you should operate in government, especially because we already have a government organization that holds government accountable. It's called the Office of Government Accountability.
Well, I think we can agree that office has not worked with both parties. I mean, the stuff that we found in USAID alone with the money laundering, I would say that office should probably be dismantled.
Well, you found it, but I think the argument you're trying to make is that we were wasting money, which a lot of people would argue that we are not wasting money because a lot of people's lives and livelihood were saved by that. On the other hand, though, he claimed he was going to save $2 trillion, then $1 trillion. And then we eventually got to some figure, I think it was like $150 billion, which is very questionable, by the way. We can go line by line. We ain't got time for that. But they didn't find nowhere near as much money as they should have found. And to me, that just signals how good GOA was actually doing.
Well, I would say that I don't think they're done. going through it, because now it's under Secretary of State's office, Marco Rubio's office. So I think they're going to handle it. And the Doge workers, like the staffers, they're still there. Elon is not still there. But they're not done going through all of those things.
Well, they should have started with the biggest one, and that was the defense budget, right? That's where Elon's contracts was, that Trump threatened to remove because he didn't like what Elon said, which brings me to another point.
Okay.
See how easy it is to fall from grace with Trump and MAGA. All you have to do is disagree. No matter how much work you put in, how much money you spend, how much of your time, your energy, how much of your success you sacrifice for this man, you say one thing he don't like, you do something he doesn't like, and they cast you aside. Kim, I know you know this. You know you cannot say, there's certain things you can't say about Trump that I can say freely.
I can say anything about Trump. I just don't agree with some of the assertions, but I could say whatever I wanted about Trump. I mean, I talked about this before. That's why I wasn't on the African-American something council or whatever. And it wasn't Trump's decision. It was the people on that council that believed that nobody should talk bad about Trump. But I will say whatever it is that I want to say about Trump.
Okay. I mean, some people wouldn't like you after that. And that's part of the thing that it bothers me the most. You can't, like you just said, some people believe you can't be critical of this man at all. You can't say anything bad about him. You can't claim that he's on the Epstein list, even though they were best friends. Come on, now he's on that.
Well, I will say also, Joe, if I'm ever critical of the LGBTQ community, I'm transphobic, I'm homophobic, I'm all these other things, right? If I'm critical against the people coming here illegally, I'm a xenophobe. So it's on a lot of different sides here. And that's why I don't appreciate the cancel culture at all, to be honest with you. But I got to go here and take a break. But I appreciate you calling in, Joe.
All right, no problem.
Thank you. Have a great week. Coming up next, we'll stay on this conversation. Elon versus Trump. What say you? 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff, styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software, upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Realestate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The Rob Carson Show.
What in the hell? Hell has happened to higher education. Honestly, it is absolutely foul. And I am glad this great awakening is happening and people are beginning to say, you know what? I think a four-year degree is a joke. A lot of the times it's a complete joke. Maybe it's time to screw Harvard. This is their comeuppance after decades of abuse. Thank God. I don't care if they go out of business. I don't care if Columbia goes out of business. It's no loss to me.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the argument. I guess, was it an argument? What do you call this battle between Elon Musk and President Trump? It wasn't really a fight, you know, because Elon Musk, he was throwing things out there, and President Trump was like, yeah, I wish him well. And then Elon Musk started deleting some of his stuff. I think, you know, the most egregious thing that I heard throughout this whole fight was when Elon Musk said, that Trump would not have won the 2024 election if it was not for him. I thought that was wild, okay, because we know how much work happened, especially if you were here and you were in Pennsylvania at all helping out with Trump votes or even getting McCormick into the Senate. There were a lot of people on the ground doing a lot of work. And when it comes to Elon Musk, I will say he did not get the minority vote. So I was kind of looking at that like from a logical stance, you know, as logical as I could be. And I thought, wait a minute, if you're thinking about all seven swing states, you're talking about, you know, Kamala Harris, who had really no platform at all. She's like, I'm going to continue the last 4 years. Everybody's like, no. You know what I mean? I didn't see it as Elon Musk being the one to win the race. I don't know. Like, yes, he did buy X. And that was, I think, influential in making sure that people, you know, could speak, especially, you know, those in the Republican Party. But I couldn't see where he won the race for Trump. I thought that was the most ridiculous post I saw from him. I've got Kurt Edgewater. Kurt, what say you?
Elon Musk is a real smart guy, but he's like a little rich boy. If he doesn't get his way, he wants to take his football and go home.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Donald Trump's doing what's best for the United States. He's not worried about Elon Musk getting subsidies like he did with the electric car. Now it's he wants subsidies for everything. He's got money. Let him use his own damn money.
Yeah, I think, honestly, because some people were bringing up, Kurt, that Elon Musk is on the spectrum. And so for some of us, you know, as adults, we don't let some of the intrusive thoughts win, where I don't know if he has that kind of filter. I don't know, but you're right. There was definitely some childlike, immature behavior with some of those posts that came out. I agree with you. Kurt, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
Okay.
Thank you. And, you know, the more I think about it, because you guys know, I know Ashley St. Clair, who, you know, just had one of Elon Musk's kids. And it's interesting because all this fight was going down, she actually posted to Donald Trump. She said, call me if you need some breakup advice. Now, Ashley St. Clair, she hasn't spoken on X or anything publicly since, I guess that was February, where everything kind of came to a head between her and Elon Musk. Apparently, they have been to court already. And from my understanding, they said Elon might actually try to go to full custody so he doesn't have to pay Ashley any child support. Look, I don't fault any guy, you know, that takes that route. I don't. I just don't know how Elon Musk has a ton of time to be this nurturing parent, you know, that a newborn needs. Don't see that happening. But, you know, crazier things have happened. We come back. I am going to take more of your phone calls on this. I can see that the call line's lighting up here. Marty says, Kim, I wish I had the same amount of time on a call as Joe and Terrell. It's crazy how nice you are to them. I try to be nice. I do. I see a lot of you weighing in on both Terrell and Joe. Here's the thing. I'm not that nice of a person, but I do try to respect other people's perspectives. And, you know, I don't have all the answers. They don't have all the answers. But in my mind, the more and more we talk to each other, the more and more we can see, you know, how other people are viewing this situation. And maybe we could come together on some point. I don't know if that will always be the case, but that is what I strive for here at WCBM. All right, coming up next, I do want to hear from you. I see the phone lines are full. WCBM 680 410, WCBM 680 410 922 6680. Call me.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Downtown Los Angeles has been declared an unlawful assembly zone by police after a weekend of violence. Riots had followed a series of raids by ICE. Cars were burned, major thoroughfares were blocked, looters went on a rampage. The destructive turmoil prompted President Trump to deploy National Guard troops, something that California Governor Gavin Newsom says is unlawful, and Newsom says it aggravated the situation. On Truth Social, the president vows to, quote, liberate Los Angeles. He says the city has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. Russia launched the biggest overnight drone attack of the war so far. Ukraine says it involved 479 drones in all. On Wall Street, stocks narrowly mixed. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott.
Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds with a day off today after a disappointing series against the Athletics. Now they'll face the best team in baseball. Tigers come to town tomorrow night at 43-24 after taking 2 of 3 from the Cubs. Here's manager Mancelino on what's important now for Baltimore.
I think for us, the biggest thing right now is probably solving the left-handed pitching, which, again, there's some solutions coming in the pipeline. It's going to help us out a lot, and we're aware of that.
In the pipeline are Jordan Westberg, expected back tomorrow night. Mountcastle and Tyler O'Neill also in that pipeline. The NFL's most interesting side hustle, the one involving Derrick Henry and the water boy, is now official.
Yo, Derrick, I just woke up. You know that. That's why I look disgusting. On top of the fact that I am disgusting, but I love you. Congrats on everything, baby. 2,000 yards plus this year gets you not only in the movie, but we have a nice dinner together and talk about Dan Patrick's facial hair and how hard it is for him to grow it.
Offer made by Adam Sandler, accepted by Derrick Henry. And finally, prepare to get your feathers ruffled. Former Orioles slugger Chris Davis is back in baseball. The 39-year-old now coaching at Liberty Christian High School in Argyle, Texas. Here's the feather-ruffling part. The Orioles are paying Chris Davis $9.16 million in deferred payments as he does this. He will also receive $3.5 million annually starting next year to 2032, $1.4 million annually from 2033 to 2037. Coming up in 30 minutes, a thrilling finish at NASCAR. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. After a mild and muggy start to your Monday morning, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. High temps today will mainly be in the low to mid-80s. We'll track some showers late Monday evening and into Tuesday, and then we'll start drying out later this week. Those temperatures really heating up back to more of that summertime feel around the Baltimore region. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wondering what a personal message with your credit card number has in common with way too many pictures of your dog? Well, they're both private. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive. And get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Oh, man. We're talking about the Trump versus Elon Musk fight. Of course, I was just on X. I'm going to post that I'll be at Delegate LaToya Cagolo's event June 18th. I'll post all the details. Hopefully, you can make it out. If not, I just wanted to just mention it. You could do this or not. But when we have those in the Maryland General Assembly that are fighting hard for us Republicans, or even just for their constituents in general, even if you can't make the events, you know, if you go to their websites and just make, like, you know, a $20, $30, $50 donation, that would be great, because we can't lose those that are doing great stuff in Annapolis. We just can't. We can't. Again, that's June 18th. I also just noticed on X, and I knew this happened, Myra Flores out of Texas, you know, she was married as she was, you know, running for office first time around. And she just announced that the divorce was finalized. We talked about this briefly before, and maybe, you know, tomorrow or something, we can have a bigger conversation about this. You know, I was separated, gosh, that was 3 weeks before Election Day in 2020. When I tell you it can break a family running for office, it can definitely break a family running for office. It is no joke, and I always see it with women. Right? Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, those that stick together, boy, oh boy, they've got a heck of a marriage. They really do, because it's not easy. It's not easy. And you're traveling, you got all these people around you all the time, and you've got to have a solid union. I just wanted to mention that, because I know there are some people thinking about running for office, and I love that you are, but make sure, if you were married, make sure your spouse can truly handle it. If there's any kind of insecurity or disagreement on it, I would say it's not worth it. It really isn't, because, you know, especially if you have kids, your kids, you know, need you together. And speaking of which, Olivia and I, we're doing like the Trump-Elon Musk fight right now at our house. It's now summer vacation, so Olivia now has a two-hour time limit on her tablet, right? Because she's got to, you know, do her reading and all this other stuff. And apparently in fourth grade at her school, you have to be able to write in cursive. So, you know, she's got work to do. Well, you know, of course, her 2 hours ran out. You know, we just started it yesterday. She comes down the stairs in the kitchen. She's like, why would you do this to me? And she's like screaming at me. And it's like a Trump Elon blow up right at my house. I know what it's like, but you know, you're trying to do the right thing, even though it's tough. Even though it's tough. I'm going to go back to the phone lines here, because many of you want to weigh in on this Trump-Elon fight, and I don't blame you. I got Tom in Kaysville. Tom, what say you?
Hey, good morning. You know, kind of following up on your other caller, they said, you know, you take some, or your texter said you take some extra time with Joe and Terrell. And we can hear that, but I think it's because you're trying to help lead them out of the darkness. And I don't know if it's really ever going to happen, because they are committed. They are so committed. Got to give them that. They are committed to that side.
Yeah.
But the thing I wanted to say is, you know, I keep hearing people talk about how Elon didn't find what he thought he was going to find as far as government waste, fraud, and abuse, because he only found $160 billion at USAID. We have to remember a couple things. Number one, he found a whole lot more resistance everywhere he looked. They were fighting him tooth and nail because they don't want to let that cash cow go. The biggest thing is, they said he found trillions of dollars in transactions that went out of the Treasury that didn't have the required information, the documentation, the backup that these payments need to have. So as far as I'm concerned, he found trillions of dollars that were unauthorized, that need to be clawed back. I don't care how many years ago it was. I don't believe there's any statute of limitations on fraud. So if that was sent out fraudulently, they need to trace who sent that, and they need to either get the backup that goes with it, or it needs to come back. So as far as I'm concerned, he found more than he said he was going to find. So, you know, as far as this fight between Trump and Elon, I don't know what to think. I the first thing that hit me was, it went from 0 to 100 really fast.
Yeah.
So it was almost like it was rehearsed, you know. It went real hard, real fast, and I think Elon, you know, he wants to go in like he went into X, and he's like, I want to get rid of a third of the staff or two thirds of the staff. And when he says it in private business, then he can make it happen. But in government, as he found, he got resistance from the courts, he got resistance from the cabinet, he got resistance from the Congress. So, you know, I think what Trump's kind of seeing is, you know, This plan isn't working. Maybe we need plan B. And I hope they do tackle these things one by one. You know, like they say, the only, you know, what's the one way you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Right.
So they need to get it one bite at a time. But I appreciate what he did. I'm sorry he went through what he did, and I hope they can make up because as a team, they are undefeatable.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope they get around it too. I would say, Tom, with Elon deleting a lot of those posts, I think that it's you know very likely that they can hash it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was just you know I mean it's especially with somebody he went through so much he shouldn't have had to go through any of that and for him to go through all that he did and then to feel like and now I'm being asked to leave and it's not finished. I mean that would hurt somebody. You know. That,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make that any person would be hurt. I don't know if it's a good idea. I'm not on any of that social media, so I cannot understand the desire to work out your differences in public. I don't get that at all.
It's never fun.
You air your dirty laundry.
Yeah.
You keep it, you know, between the two parties.
Yeah, that's never fun. Never fun. Tom, thank you so much. Hope you have a great week.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. The airing out online, that's never fun. I mean, look, before when I was getting that fight with Candace, I direct messaged her. I was like, why don't you call me? You have my number. And she was like, oh, no, we're going to do this publicly because I think, and I don't know why Elon Musk would do it, but there are some people, you know, they get clout and content and monetization off of having these spats publicly. But obviously Elon doesn't need that money. So I don't know why he did it. I don't know. I mean, I guess he was just really upset. I've got Gary in Kingsville. Gary, what say you?
Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Well, you correct me if my memory's wrong. But my memory is that Elon Musk's position on Doge was a temporary one, a short-term one from the very get-go. I think it was only to be like 90 days or something. That maybe a little longer, but it was a very short term position and was designed to be that.
Right.
And when the time period came up, I remember hearing Trump say, "I wish he wouldn't go." But I understand he's got all these other issues that he has to attend to, and that's fine. And he thanked him for his service. It was Elon then who started this spat when Trump made a decision to no longer subsidize electric vehicles, and that seemed to really upset Elon. Perhaps he thought maybe he had earned a little help there and didn't get it, and maybe that ticked him off. But he's the one that started that spat. He said Trump should be impeached,
right,
and that Trump's on the Epstein list. There was no reason for all of that. So I'm grateful for what Elon did. I'm glad he was there, but this, I think this is on him, not on Donald.
Yeah, yeah. And Gary, you're right. It was a short-term position. I guess he just, you know, also he's walking away, but not seeing any fruits of the labor, right? Not seeing the cuts. But, you know, that's what I thought. That's why I thought they brought Speaker Johnson in to tell him, look, we're going to do it as single-issue bills, and we're going to start this next week, which from what that's what they're going to do this week.
I think a lot of people were upset on my side. Were upset that Elon wasn't cutting more. Well, cutting was never Elon's job. Elon's job was to investigate, to find the facts, and then that information would go to the people who were in charge of either prosecuting or cutting.
Right.
And I think that Elon was perhaps a little frustrated by the slowness of the process.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be. Well, Gary, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
God bless you, darling.
Thank you. God bless. And you know what? And I will also say this. When Elon Musk, like I said earlier, when he said that he won 2024 for President Trump, I think he believes that he's much more powerful than he actually is. Because he then went and said, oh, we're going to form another party, right? The third party situation. And of course, Andrew Yang was like, yeah, let's do this, man. You know, which I thought was also a little tone deaf, because if you're forming a third party and you helped President Trump win, then of course you're now taking votes from the Republican Party. So why would you do that if you said that you left the left because, you know, they went too far left? I mean, why would you then help them in the midterms, right? And that is what's helping them if you end up forming this third party. And to me, for the guy to be one of the smartest people in the world, I mean, I don't know how you don't understand that part. I mean, even myself, I understand it, and I'm just a college dropout with a poor vocabulary. I got Rob in Dundalk. Rob, what say you?
Hey, Kim, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I agree, right? I was thinking this, the worst thing we can do is divide the Republican Party now. We just got on the same page, you know. So I would think me, like you said, that them being so smart, I would hope their ways are higher than our ways of thinking, you know. I hope this is the biggest trolling thing apparatus in American history. You know, I think they're trolling us myself. Just that's what I think. I would hope so, because we need to unite, you know. And even like you said around here, I'm stuck here, too. We need to unite Baltimore, even, you know. And I'm glad you talk to people the way you do, because I see how some of them, they start thinking more, and it's cool because they're engaged with us. They'll get it eventually.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm a believer. I am. Rob, thank you so much.
You got to be.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. Let's see. I've got Dave in Crownsville. Dave, the Trump-Elon Musk fight, what say you?
Yeah, good morning, Kim. I love your show. Really great
thank
show.
You.
First of all, I have a lot of admiration for Elon Musk. He's a brilliant man. And he's done so much. However, on the other hand, I think Donald Trump is the best thing to happen to this country since Thomas Jefferson. And if you recall, I can't remember the exact details. It was about 10 years ago. There were some miners, some youth, I think. They may have been young boys trapped in a mine in Indonesia. And Elon was working out plans for his boring company to rescue those children. And someone else came up with a better plan and went in and rescued them. And Elon, on X, on Twitter at the time, referred to them as pedophiles because they were going to get the kids.
Oh.
Which was a silly, terrible mistake for him to do. So I think the lesson is, when you're angry or emotional about something, or you've had a couple glasses of wine, you don't want to post anything.
Yeah. Put the phone down. Yeah, that's great advice. Yeah, well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And yeah, you know, look, everybody, I think if you've been on social media long enough, you've had an outburst. I know I've had outbursts. And some people will then be in the comment section and are like, Kim, why are you cursing like this? Because I'm on there cursing like a sailor. And I'm thinking, all right, you're right. Let me calm down here for a second. You know, I'll leave that kind of language offline. But, you know, you do. You get upset sometimes when some of these things happen. And it's hard for you to not post about it when you're used to posting all day and night. Let's see. I've got Ed in Edgewood. Ed, what say you?
Yeah, hi, Kim. I love your show.
Thank you.
It's good to hear your voice. This conflict between Musk and Trump is such a simple thing. It's just indifference, all right? Indifference is the cause of most conflicts, all right? We all have indifferences,
yeah.
All right? Everyone has indifference. And as long as there will be indifference, there will be conflict. I believe that both of them, Trump and Musk, have good intentions. But like intentions, it's just a plan. It's a plan. It's just intentions, good intentions, until you put them into motion.
Right.
They work well together. They really work well together. The only thing I can possibly imagine is they have indifferences, okay? And it's simple as that.
Right.
Indifferences, you know, indifference causes conflict.
Right,
it's
right.
It's as simple as that.
Well, Ed, I think it can be that simple. And thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. I mean, it can't be that simple. You know, I am interested to learn more about Elon Musk and his black eye. Because there are rumors online, and it's like, all right, this is all just, you know, rumor mill at this point. But it's been rumored that he might have fought someone in the Oval Office that was either the treasurer or Stephen Miller. And Elon Musk did make a comment about Stephen Miller's wife. I don't know. I'm one of those people where I'm like, if you're the common denominator, right, if you're out here fighting with everybody, and this is kind of how I felt even about Candace Owens, like, you're fighting with everyone. If you're the common denominator, then the problem might be you. Right. It might be that individual. So I think we probably are going to hear about how Elon truly got that black eye. Will that give us a little more insight on, you know, how Elon operates? Possibly. I got a text here from Tiffany in the county. Tiffany says, Cam, this weekend, Republican Representative Blake Moore said that all the GOP lawmakers knew Elon was exaggerating how much waste he was finding. They are done with that office of efficiency. People think government money is only for federal workers. It's also defense contractors, nonprofits, hospitals, colleges, pharmaceuticals. Republicans were getting money also. Yeah, yes, Tiffany, that's true, because there were a lot of Republicans in D.C. that were mad about a lot of this. I think I mentioned before. And Tiffany goes on to say, I'm telling you the truth. Yes, he said, the only thing these guys did as fire the probationary employees, ask your other friends in the government. That's why you didn't see much of an uptick in the unemployment numbers, because Elon lied. Oh, Tiffany, could be. And I said before, none of my friends were fired. And I know three of them don't do anything. I know for a fact, I got one friend working in the government, and even during COVID, she moved to Florida for a while. And no, and like, that's how much they weren't, you know, they didn't even have to check in. I was like, man, this, I am jealous of you. And she makes more money than I do. Isn't that something? All right, coming up next, we'll wrap up this conversation. We got to move on to some local news and also the Simone Biles and Riley Gaines fight. Real big news for you. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. Every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. So prices roll back to get you ready for summer. All you have to do is use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call Rescue Product Consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Now, you can also shop online by visiting res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That code is WELLNESS for 33% off. Remember, you can also go online to res-q.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/tuneup.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. Coming up here during the break, if you are following me on social media, you'll see the digital flyer for Delegate LaToya Cogolo's event. And don't forget, we also still have some tickets available. Hopefully you guys are all going to the Chuck Roast event with WCBM at Jimmy Seafood. I know a lot of people already signed up to go, but there are still some tickets left. It's on June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. If you go to WCBM.com, you can get your tickets right there. So you might not want to miss it. I think this will probably be one of my favorite events. I mean, roasting someone, you got good food like Jimmy Seafood. I mean, it's a win-win all around, okay? It's a win-win. I got Priscilla and Hampstead. Priscilla, did you want to weigh in on the Trump and Elon fight?
Hi, Kim. It's Priscilla again.
Hey.
As an elementary educator, President Trump and Mr. Musk, grow up. Go back to your corner and think about what you do, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right?
That's
they
what it looked
like. My little pre-Kers, okay?
That is what it looked like. You know, because they did look like they were having like a spat at recess or something.
Yes, it was like, oh, well, he did that and she did that, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Oh, man. Well, Priscilla, thank you so much for waiting. Awesome. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Take care, bye.
Thank you. And it did look like that, you know, because it was bizarre. And then, so I didn't understand why so many people were taking sides so quickly. That's the part I didn't understand. I was thinking, just let it play out, man. Don't flame the fire. Because right now, as far as the Republican Party, we are doing very well. I mean, you can look at any poll, whether it's with CNN or MSNBC, we're still winning. All right? The Democrats, they've got no platform at all. They've got no direction. You've got David Hogg, the vice chair, fighting with the guy, the chairman, Ken. What is Ken's last name? They're fighting Ken Martin, I think. They're fighting each other, you know, and it's publicly. You got the former press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, who spent years lying for Joe Biden. Now she's come out as an independent. You got Jake Tapper making his rounds with his book, saying it was all a lie. You know, so I'm sitting here watching the Trump and Elon fight and play out, and I'm thinking, we don't have to say a word, okay? These are two grown men. Hopefully they will figure this out, really. All right, just real quick to update you guys, because the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, it is, do you agree with Trump sending in the National Guard to protect federal assets in Los Angeles? So far, 78% of you say yes, 22% of you say no. So there's a big difference there. When we first started this poll, if you recall, it was pretty split. And so now it is changed just a bit. All right, coming up next, like I said, we're going to put a pin in this conversation. I do want to give you an update with the oil spill here in the Baltimore's Inner Harbor. Also, Simone Biles and Riley Gaines. We got to go into that post exchange they had on X, formerly known as Twitter, because I never saw this coming from Simone Biles. I really never saw it coming. I knew that she was a Democrat. I know that she was very liberal by some of the things that she has posted in the past. But this takes the cake. I'm disappointed. We'll talk about that. Also, there was an anchor at ABC that has been suspended for talking trash about Stephen Miller. And then the Belmont. Ryan, the producer, did you watch the Belmont? You didn't watch it. Shame on you. We'll talk about that. And also the violence that are still erupting in Baltimore's Fells Point. We've got a lot of people at Fells Point now weighing in on it. It's like every summer. It's the same old thing. If only they would just elect different people. I wonder if that would change things. We'll discuss all that and more coming up next.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company